And if a little girl has a dress that's very becoming, you might say, my, what kind of dress?
A beautiful dress, yeah.
And she might say...
Oh, a lovely dress, either one, yeah.
And she might say, well, Susie's dress is, what? If she likes Susie's dress better, she might say, well, Susie's dress is...
A prettier than mine.
What would you use to, if you have to sign your name in ink, what do you use?
What is what?
What do you use to sign your name in ink?
I didn't catch that too good.
If you're going to sign your name on something?
Oh.
You have to use what?
Well, now, just for me to sign my name, I usually say JB. So the people more, but I just say Jeff.
And what would you write with?
Because the reason why I say that is because my son's name is James Benjamin, and my name is Jefferson. I don't have any middle name.
Mm-hmm.
So to write the sign, it would be JFF.
Yeah.
That's the shortest way.
And what would you use to write it with?
Pen.
A pen?
Yeah.
And what would a woman, what would your wife wear over a dress when she's cooking so she won't get anything?
Apron.
On? And, if her apron strings get broken or something, so it's not long enough to tie, what might she use to fasten it together?
A needle and thread.
And if she's in a hurry, doesn't have time to sew it up, what would she use to fasten it?
Stick a pin in it.
Stick a pin in it? If one of your children, say, was going to get married and you had to go to the wedding, and you looked in your closet and you say, oh, my clothes are all worn out. I can't wear these to the wedding. I'll have to go out and get what?
You get a new one.
And what would you get?
If it's my trousers or a suit, I'll go and get it.
Mm-hmm. And what would a suit have beside the trousers?
Mm-hmm.
What would you get in a suit? Say it's a three-piece suit. What would you get?
I wouldn't get anything but the two pieces. That is your trousers and your pants, coat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people wear vests. Well, if you wear a vest, well, then you'd have to get all three pieces.
Yeah,
to see your full dress. If you haven't got sufficient tie, well, you'll buy a new tie.
Would you ever say anything besides trousers?
Oh, yeah, well, my underclothes, but I should have good underclothes. Not covered.
And I'm talking about for the same thing as trousers, though. Would you use any other word besides trousers for the same thing?
Well, you could say, pants. You call them trousers or pants, either one. Both represent the same thing.
And it wouldn't make any difference whether it's a suit or it's your work clothes, you still call
them.
That's
right.
And if you don't wear a belt, what do you use to hold up your trousers?
My belt, now, used to back, they only used to wear suspenders, but there's very few people using what they call suspenders these days. Mm-hmm. Most of them use belts. Yeah.
See, if a boy's growing up, he might put on the coat that he wore last year, and he find out, he say, well, this coat won't fit me this year. Last year it did what?
It fit him nice, but neat, but this time you done outgrown it. It's too small.
And if he went out, say he got in somebody's apple orchard and he filled up his pockets with apples, what would that make his pockets do?
Make them stick out. And make him look ugly. His pockets all buzz out like that.
If I had washed this shirt in hot water and it wasn't sanitized, what happened to it?
If you washed your shirt in hot water?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't know too much about that for the women. Now, some clothes that you put them in water, they'll shrink up.
Mm.
And some of them are unshrinkable, won't shrink. It's according to the material.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one that is washing the clothes, why, they know. Yeah.